Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton Boys Head Track and Field Coach, Chad Jarvis. And Chad, thanks for chatting with us today. We've had a couple meets under your belt. We'll talk about those in a little bit. But first off, kind of want to gauge your feel for the team overall. First off, let's talk numbers.
Right now, we have about 50 kids out.
Okay. Give or take. Is that kind of normal or?
It's down a little bit. We lost a pretty big senior class last year. I think we had 14 or 15 seniors. Okay. So that hit us a little bit. We've been probably around 50 to, in the last few years, probably like 40 to 60 in that range. So it's probably average.
Okay. Let's kind of break it down. First off, let's talk about the field events. How's those looking for you this year?
Field events? High jump, we have two guys returning that jumped 5'10 last year. So we should be pretty set there. Isaiah Hansen and Cade Bauer. A long jump, we'll see. It's kind of one of those things.
Something you have to work out as you go, huh?
Well, it's just something that we had a couple of young guys do it, but the people who did it last year aren't on the team this year, so Okay. We'll kind of feel that out as the year goes along. Jumping's kind of tough because I think like it's a little bit harder on them, so I want to be cautious about somebody that, yeah. You got to see what is best for the team. I got lots of guys who could probably jump, but like you got to kind of evaluate like who's going to be running. Do you need them running? Are they going to help more in jumping? So there's a few kids that I'm in my mind, but we don't have anybody for the long jump yet. Shot and discus probably be the same as last year. We got a couple strong throwers in the shot, and then a couple guys who have been getting a little bit older, so coming up there. Their distances are getting a little better, so I think discus can be good for us again this year, too. Yeah. But shot, we should have some real solid competitors. Nick Bilburn got ninth last year as a freshman, so that's the sky's the limit for him. We'll see where it goes. Obviously, you got to have a good effort and good attitude each and every day, but I see that will probably be the case with him, so excited about having him on the team.
Sure. Yeah. He usually does pretty good at whatever sport he tackles.
Yeah. If there was a pickleball tournament, he'd probably do well at it.
I'm sure he would. I know from looking at the results already, your sprinters are just pretty solid.
Yeah, we got a lot of good sprinters, a lot of confidence coming off last year. I think a few of those guys won a state title in the sprint med, and I just think for them, it's kind of helped them lock in, buy in a little more, and get a little more excited about track. So we have a lot of good sprinters again this year. Should have lots of opportunities. Everybody's like, hey, what are you going to run? It's later in the year. And I just have no idea because we have so many kids and just seeing what's going to be best for the team down the road. Because we got Caden Klein. You know, he could run any event and do well. So so many opportunities that it'll just be partially what the kids want to do and then partially what's best for the team.
It's a good dilemma to have as a coach, though, isn't
correct
it?
Yep. You want lots of kids who have lots of good attitudes, and that's what we have. So
then let's talk about mid-distance, long-distance.
Mid-distance, we got a couple guys running eights this year that we haven't had in the past, so that should be exciting. And we got 4x8 ran the other day. They haven't ran that much together, but I'm pretty excited about that team. That's a team that could be really solid. I think these guys, if they keep the right attitude, right effort, a state berth is easily something they could do. It'll be tough to do because it's a 4x8 and 800s are hard. Definitely. So I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's a group of guys that could definitely achieve that goal. So we got two of the Mackey brothers, Dawson and Reagan, and then Coulter Shaw helped with that a little bit. He's another freshman, and Levi Zabel. And then for our distance, Lance is probably our best distance guy, but we'll see. We'll kind of see where people end up being once the season gets rolling with those 2 miles. We didn't have anybody real strong last year except Lance, and I foresee him doing well again this year, and then maybe somebody will come along. It's kind of one of those things that hardly anybody wants to start off being a distance runner, but they see that they can have some success there, and they kind of buy into the process.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also nice to have some of those freshmen mixed in with those seniors and what have you on those relay teams as well.
Yeah, we got lots of young guys. We'll lose quite a bit. We have 5 seniors this year, so we lose a lot, but not a lot of numbers, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We lose a lot of good runners, but we'll still have some next year too. So, but this year's our focus and just getting those guys ready and focused on achieving what they can to a high level.
You're pretty confident that you'll have quite a few athletes up at state when this is all said and done.
Yeah, I would sure hope so. Last year we scored 25 points, finished 11th at the state meet. I might be a point or two off, 23, yeah. 27, I don't know, somewhere in there. But finished 11th. For what ran at the state meet for us, we just lost one guy that ran at the state meet for us last year. So we should come back, I would hope, this year a little stronger. But we did have really good attitudes last year, really good effort. So just match that, maybe get a little bit better, and I think we'll have a shot at scoring quite a few points at the state meet.
They've had three meets so far. They've all been indoors, of course, this point in time. Talk a little bit, people might not know the difference about, you know, being indoors and outdoors. You know, how's that affect an athlete at all?
Well, indoors is just, track's a long season when you throw the indoor season in there as well as the outdoor season. It ends up being, everybody thinks it's a short season, but it ends up being longer than everything else when you add the two together. So, but indoors just kind of like a lot of different events, a lot of different things. They just do things a little bit different. My thoughts about the indoor stuff is you got to get those guys going early, get their times dropping early, and it's just an extra month or two that you get, about a month and a half that you get to get those guys focused instead of just doing practice for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Get some meets in there, get some time, set some goals. So it's really important in that aspect, just getting those guys at meets for us this year, having some early success to kind of even build off what we did last year, and just giving those guys some confidence is huge. We've had, you know, you saw the meet results from the other day. Caden Klein won the 60, broke 7 seconds in the 60, which was his goal, and he was super happy to do that, and that was another time that Caden's amazed me. Just, I thought that would be tough for him to do, because last year he ran a 7.45.
Yeah.
So taking a half a second off your time in a year's time for a kid that's already pretty quick is really strong.
He can get back next year, too.
Yeah, he can get back next year. But he was super excited for that. Riley Treese came out and has done real well on the hurdles early in the year. And he won the meet the other day, and I think he got third at Iowa State. He didn't run as well as he wanted to at UNI, but he's kind of made up for that since then. So,
Anything surprise you so far this year?
No, I kind of know what we have on our team, and I know where we'll be strong. It's just going to get to be figuring things out as a track season goes on. You got to figure out, you know, what's the best play for, you know, like I have Caden and I have Riley and I have Nick and Christian, and how can we use those guys best to score the most points at state meet will be my main focus. But also you want to have those kids have some buy into what they're doing. So trying to work that with what they want to do too is always tricky. But as the season goes, you just get more information, and really when the kids do well at things, those are things they want to run anyways.
Yeah.
So just definitely finding those things that they want to do, or that you want them to do, and then putting them in those things and letting them know, hey, you can have success here. And then once that happens, once they feel like, hey, I can place in state in the 200, or this relay team will place in state, or we'll do really well, that kind of motivates them to want to do those things. So it's just finding those things that they believe that they're going to be good at, and then just planning things out. We got a lot of good guys, though, and a lot of potential. I mean, we've got 6 or 7 guys who, you know, I believe that, I'm not saying they will, obviously, this is like, but if they put their mind to it, maybe even 8, that if they want to this year and they have a good attitude, good effort, stay focused, do things the right way, they could place in an individual event, you know.
Thanks for chatting with us. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season, and look for some good results.
Thank you.
We're talking to Chad Jarvis, the Newton Boys head track and field coach, on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.